Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Well, Texas Blues bring this back. Congratulations to the Houston Astros for bringing a big win back to Houston. They need that down there. And Billy Dusty and Frank, that's a little celebration music for them. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Galen is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Don't forget to subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column. Is the fundraiser still on, Rich?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's going strong.
All right,
feel
good deal.
Free. Send
good
me a deal. Check.
Yeah, mine's in the mail there, Rich. So, folks, Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He spins to the right most of the time. Hey, Rich, the swamp is something that people hear about. I'm not sure when the average person out here in Main Street who doesn't pay attention, people who actually have a life unlike you and me, they don't pay attention to all this weeds and everything. Tell them what people mean when they call it the swamp.
Well, the swamp is largely, it's really the wrong word. It really should be the garbage recycling plant. because, I mean, everybody, it goes from the revolving door in and out of government where people lobby the government and they get a job in the government and then they go back and lobby the people they were just kind of in charge of.
Right.
After about a 1 year, there's some limits on how long you've got to wait before you start that again. But and then there's the whole business of, absolute power tends to corrupt absolutely.
Right.
And that is proven here in Washington. I'm sitting on L Street between 18th and 19th, smack downtown Washington. This infamous K Street is one block up. And it is
the K Street, that's where all the lobbyists typically are.
That's right. And there is, there is no question that the availability to be corrupt is palpable all day, every day in downtown Washington. And it's very
billions of dollars of money. I mean, and I'm told, and you can confirm this, I'm told that the city is awash in foreign money, especially Russian money.
Well, I don't know that I don't know about that. I read the same stuff you do about that. I mean, no Russian has ever walked up to me while I'm going to lunch and say, "Hey, comrade, hey, Tavarich, you want 10,000 rubles?" Sure, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, what do I got to do? but what you're talking about is the relatively recent concept of people like Paul Manafort who. Probably people outside of Washington have never heard of before.
Never before.
Now everybody knows it. But it's the kind of thing that goes on here now all the time. That high end political consultants, which I am not one,
which includes Manafort, but also Podesta, also bunch of other guys.
It's become endemic. What they do is they go out and look for contracts for. For guys that, national leaders in Africa and Asia and God knows where, that may not be the purest guys, and they use American techniques, and they get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a month to help keep these guys in office, and then they come back home and lobby on their behalf.
And tell people who they're lobbying. You're a member of Congress.
They're lobbying the federal government.
You're a member of Congress, yes.
And in many cases, the Commerce Department.
That's the swamp, folks.
That's the swamp. I mean,
so let me ask you a question, Rich, without accusing anybody.
Yeah.
Is this why a member of the government, a member of the elected member of the government, a congressman or senator, shows up with a $500,000 net worth and 25 years later leaves filthy rich?
Oh, yeah, because they almost nobody goes back to, Marietta, Ohio.
This is the swamp he's talking about, folks.
They go five blocks away to K Street. They get $1 million a year contract.
But I'm talking about they don't, not before they even go lobby, they're rich after 20 or 30 years.
Well, Well, that's a whole different kettle of fish. I'm not sure if they actually take bribes.
I'm not saying they take bribes, but it's part of the swamp, isn't it?
I mean, the big part of that swamp is members of Congress, not their staffs, but the members of Congress are allowed to buy and sell stock based upon what they know is coming up before their committees. And the former HHS secretary did that with alacrity. And the notion that that can possibly be legal is...
What's the difference? And yet we got laws that send... That sent what's her name to jail for that?
Yeah, exactly.
Martha Stewart. And they're doing it today.
Oh, because they make the laws and they exempt themselves.
Yeah, they exempted themselves from Obamacare, by the way, folks.
Yeah, and also they have tax breaks for having to live in two
this
cities.
This is the swamp. Yep. These are all elements of the swamp. How do we fix this, Rich? Can it be fixed? Are we doomed?
I don't think we're doomed. We've talked about this over the years, Jim, that as a political hack, you've got to be an optimist. You've got to believe there's going to be a way to figure out how to win this campaign.
But at some point in time, this thing reaches critical mass, Rich.
Well, and then it'll collapse under its own weight. I mean, maybe that's what it's going to take.
Is that what's happening now? Possibly.
Well, you kind of sweep it out the back door, and a whole bunch of new people come in, and they say, okay, we're gonna. Well, I mean, that's what happened in 1994, actually.
Right.
When Republicans took control of the House for the first time.
Are you a term limit?
40 years.
A proponent?
No, it looks good on paper, but in states that have it, it's just onerous. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because what happens, Jim, is that the permanent staff, the department heads,
the deep state,
they're the only ones that have the institutional memory.
The deep state.
Yeah.
The elected officials just become
temporary players.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Mr. Mueller's investigation. I'm going to ask Rich, how far reaching could this be? And could this be a bipartisan...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.